If you managed to pass third grade math, you might be having trouble following GM CEO Ed Whitaker's explanation of how General Motors has paid back its government bailout in full and ahead of schedule. That's because Whitaker is passing more gas than a Hummer. GM got $50 billion in a bailout from TARP funds, and the government got a majority ownership of GM stock. Part of the bailout came in the form of a straight-up $6.7 billion loan. And part of it came as an escrow account worth $13.4 billion that GM could tap into as working capital. When GM brags about paying back its loan, it's talking about the $6.7 billion, which it repaid with money from the escrow account. Do you remember when you were a kid and your parents gave you $20 to buy them a Christmas present? You would buy them something worth $3 and you would pocket the rest. Well, that's what GM just did. And do you remember hitting your parents up for college? Well, GM is also applying for a $10 billion low-interest loan to retool its plants so its cars can meet the government's new gas mileage standards. If you call that paying back your debts in full and ahead of schedule, you might just want to check out the new line of GM cars and hope that their safety engineers are better at math than their CEO. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.